Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Most of you already know that I'm Deborah Lee, and this, that there is Jimbo. We're happy to be here with all of you. Are we good? All right. So I want to say welcome to Face Talkers.
You're a Face Talker, like Wind Talkers, except you're Face Talkers.
Facebook Talkers, yes. Thanks for being with us. Anybody care to join them? We are on the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor Show page, so feel free to jump in there with us where we are live streaming or streaming live, whichever way.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly. So I want to remind everybody, and I need to get them.
We get what?
My handy dandy.
Oh, the thing that makes the show?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, you and then them.
Yes.
You got to have both. You can't have one without the other.
I want to remind everybody, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Yes. So don't confuse with tarot, oracle, or any other system that is out there. This is strictly personal prophecy using an ordinary playing card deck. All right. And I'm also going to use a full 24 card layout for each of the calls, each, you know, of those that we give readings to. And that's mainly for me, so I can get the big picture about you and how things lay, you know, in terms of your life. So I find it most beneficial. And those who are on Facebook, you can see the actual layout, which is what I use in my private sessions with all of you. So with that said, I think it's your turn now.
It is indeed. Welcome all. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind everybody, callers and Facebookers, if you're international, let us know and we will give you live international shout-outs whenever you show up. Now, since we have a bunch of them already here, let's go down the list. Let's see. International shout-out to Rachel in Australia. Louise is in the UK. I think we have Laura is also in the UK and London, and we have the other Laura in Canada. So we have multiple Lauras, which is cool.
That's right.
All Lauras are here. Well, all of our Lauras are here. I don't think we have any other Laura regulars. Those are our two. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. It is a true statement. I 99% of the time test it. Once in a while, I forget. But I test it. It's all good. You'll hear the show. You do not hear a show. If you're a blog talker, if you do not hear a show, there was a problem, just hang up, call back. And maybe you got to hang, if we're having technical problems, yeah, but just keep trying. Maybe wait a few minutes. Keep trying if we're trying to restart the show. Sometimes when the show crashes early, we have to restart it. It might take 5 minutes. But have faith. We will do it. We shall overcome. Facebookers, this is a better night for you folks. This is alternate Wednesdays. So I will say that you have to wait till we make a formal announcement to give a audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee, but it won't be that long because we are going to alternate phone call, Facebook. So you're going to get some love tonight. Yet it will be a video chat. Yes, that is it. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, because that's who you actually be doing the messenger video audio to. Deborah Lee. Can't do it to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Doesn't fly.
I don't think so, Rachel. Not that I have seen.
Okay, I don't know what a dancing me is.
Her dancing.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I sent a dancing me. Okay. I'm just saying. Welcome, everybody. So that's the deal. It'll be, if you're new here and you need to become friends with Deborah Lee, you have to, you search for the name, Deborah Lee, L-E-I-G-H, and you'll get lots of results, and you send friend requests of the two pictures of her, a little different time eras, but you'll know that it's her. Send requests to both, because the counts, we can't kill one. They want it's like Siamese twins. You worry about separating them, they both die.
One page is very old.
Yeah.
And I've tried deleting it, and it wants to take everything. So.
Right. And if you're new and you want to try to do that messenger tonight, then you have to tell us that you sent the friend request, and she can go look. Otherwise, if you want to wait, she checks it every so often.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
It is true. All right, folks, that's way too soft. Sound of harps, typically synonymous, not synonymous at all. Not synonymous. We envision angels playing harps based on all those old pictures we saw when we grew up. That is because you're going to get an angel card, and when you hear the harps, you're reading what Deborah's done. I'm going to give you an angel card, a single card, so it's going to be a quickie before we move on to the next person. Please just don't keep asking questions, respect the heart. That's my pet peeve. And you know what? I could be a nice guy, but I could just one click and mute. It's very simple. So don't make me do it.
Oh, that sounded like a veiled threat.
No, it isn't. It's like, no, I don't like to do it. I really, 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 I've done it like once. Just literally once of all the shows we've done. I only had to do it once. And that was just
up
a few days ago.
Really?
If it was, it might have been Sunday or something. But yeah, I won't say who or anything like that. But it is what it is. And then today's single card will become from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck. Great cards, great art, great everything. You will want to wait for these. And then we'll move on to the next caller or Facebooker, depending on where we are in the rotation. Laura and everybody else, we are not making a list. When we open that floor, we're going to take the first one. So get your trigger, your mouse finger ready. Audio video, first one it will be when we open the floor. But it is not now. And if you call out of turn, you're not going to get punished, but we got to hang up on you. That's all. We just got to hang up. All
right, Michelle, I'm going to take a look right now.
Okay, yeah, Michelle's going to do that. And that will get us to the first caller.
Wait, I got to.
I can talk to her for a second. I think it's going to be a regular, Deb. So relax.
Think so? Okay.
Area code 703, Virginia, 703. You're calling number one.
Yes, it's Andrea. Any word on your daughter-in-law?
Oh, yes.
She's missed out on a lot of stuff.
She was found wandering near her mother's.
Was she wandering or she just went back to her mom's?
Well, she was there. They're not sure. She was really delusional at the time that she was found, but she's video chatted with me and sent me a number of text messages.
So supposedly she'll be in town, Texas town, in a few days.
Yes.
Okay,
but
good.
I
think she's okay.
Supposedly.
She's acting very weird.
She's just still not stable.
Yes, she's not. So
but at least she's, at least she, nothing bad happened to her.
Yeah, and I didn't think anything bad was going to happen because she's had a lot of issues, but she's had her faculties and how to function and how to get around she hasn't thought about juggling chainsaws or anything crazy like that. She just got some other stability issues, but she's been able to use transportation. She's been able to do things. I wasn't worried about her health.
I've messed up here. So.
I wasn't worried. All right, Andrea, let's see. Yeah, the last time we talked to you, you were doing some interviews, yes?
Yeah, so I'm really, this job, I'm telling you, I'm about to just quit. Now they want me to come at a different time, 9 to 5:30.
What's your normal time?
It's already, it's an hour drive to get there, as it is. Now you want me to get home at 6:30?
What's your normal? So I guess normally you start earlier and get off earlier.
Now I'm doing 7:30 to 4 right now, which is still kind of early, but I get to leave at 4.
That's my shift, 7:30 to 4.
So some girl left. Her last day is Friday. She goes, well, Monday, we have two new people, so I want to train them how to do all this particular stuff. So you need to do Ashley's job, and that job is 9:30 or 9 to 5:30. I'm like, by the time I get home, it's at least 6. Then I have to work out and have dinner. You know, that's way too late. I said, I didn't sign up for this.
Right, yeah. Those are one of those things where it's like all you're doing is working and sleeping, and, you know, you get, like, no me time or nothing time. Yep. I hear you.
Yeah, I don't work till 5:30, but I had an interview today. Oh, actually, yesterday. I really don't want that one. It's just it's way, way too far away down in Fairfax. And the one today, it would pay good, but I don't think I want this one either. I think it's just when I say way too much work, I mean really more overwhelming than this one would be. But I do have one more interview tomorrow,
okay,
which I think might be okay. But people reached out to me, I reached back, and then I'll hear from them. So I don't know if I should just keep contacting them or just let it go. But I don't know about the interview tomorrow. Hopefully that will be good because
yeah,
I can't do this much longer.
That is always the magical, mythical million-dollar question. When is the good time to check back? That's always because you don't want to be too soon, but you don't want to wait too long. It's like, what is the magical time? I don't know. I guess you got to do what feels good in your gut, I guess. You know, obviously you don't want to call every single day from day one.
Unless you have a problem with rejection, then it might be easier to send an email.
They emailed me and said, we found your resume on Indeed. We think you'd be a great fit for this particular role. Are you interested? I wrote back, yes. And then they wrote back once. I wrote back once, and they don't hear from them. And I called the guy. I just call. Well, the guy works from home, so that I don't know if he got the message or not, but I don't want to keep pestering you. You know, I'm not going to beg you for a job. So at some point, you got to let it go. But interview tomorrow may be okay. It's with the moving company. May not be the best, but it's still better than what I'm doing. But I think of all the three interviews, this one tomorrow would be the better of the three. That's my opinion. So I don't know, whatever you get.
All right, so let's take a look and see.
All right, yeah, cards are going down. So, yeah, so she were busy doing some stuff. So she did have the other interview first. She says that job doesn't sound like she really wants it because she sounds like it'd be more of a pain in the butt than what she's already got. So that's why that's why she wants to look at the one she's got tomorrow, the interview, what you think, what you see.
Yeah, the one today was, they're a landscaping company, and now they do irrigation, and they do lights, and they do snow plowing, and no one, all the people up there only speak Spanish, and I'm just like, I don't like being overwhelmed. It's just way too much work.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah, I mean, it's okay to be overwhelmed if they really make it worth your while financially, but you don't want to be overwhelmed
I know. I don't want to be overwhelmed. She said, so they called Manic Monday, like literally, everything. I mean, they were just like straight out, like busy, like no breathing room. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And the benefits are not that great either.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, it's got to be the reward. The pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Dealt with if the reward is great, but if it's not great, then it's like, why would I put
myself? No PTO the first 6 months. I mean, who does that?
Oh, that's nice. So you have to, if you have to do something, you got to dock and take it off your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, you accrue it, but you can't, you don't get to use any until after the 6 months you've been there.
That's quite a long
who
time.
Who does that?
I think so.
I've
too.
Never heard of that. I mean, I,
yeah.
We switched to PTO like 10 years ago or so, and a lot of people weren't happy because we had a little bit better system, but that's what it is nowadays. But I haven't heard any stipulation on any of our brand new folks that have come in. If they have it.
Crazy.
A lot of times, obviously, if you're brand new, you don't have it yet, so you start getting a couple paychecks, but they never held them back on it.
Yeah.
No, they'd be a stickler for a lot.
Yeah, that's very Nazi-like.
Good about them, really.
You don't want to be working for Hitler.
No.
No.
Now, this should be a better interview for you tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get offered the job, maybe even right on the spot. Okay, so that looks very good for you. But there's a lot of turmoil and unhappiness around you. So try not to absorb a lot of that. One of the things is I think your son and he isn't talking about it. But I think he's very unhappy and has realized he's made a mistake. You know, that's
with his wedding thing, with the marriage?
Marriage. That's the thing with marriage. You've got to be very, very sure that person isn't going to transform on you into an entirely different person. And I think he had stars in his eyes, or you know what I mean? He was F-struck with Christine, is it?
Christine, yep.
And was overlooking some red flags, for instance. She runs the show.
Absolutely. And her twin sister are two peas in a pod, and they both run him. Two of them run him.
Well, and we have to remember, culture plays a lot, you know, it has a lot of influence. And did you say she's Korean?
Vietnamese,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
is she herself born there, or her parents, or does it go back further?
Her parents were born there.
So she's pretty much been raised that way then, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a hard habit to break. Isn't that a song? Yeah.
Yep, your hard habit
yep.
to break.
Because
Chicago.
Her parents are going to be the real commanders. You know,
they are.
Family.
They're already that way. I've seen it.
See Kyle.
And she's going to bow to them, and she's going to order your son around.
She's been doing that for the last 7 years. She's ordering him around, and he just lets her do it. But like you said, I think he's, at one point he's going to get fed up.
Yep. But sometimes it's later than sooner. But, you know, I guess it's better later than sooner, right?
Well, he just got married like 2 months ago, so he's got to give it some time.
Oh, I think so. From what I see here, he's going to keep a good face on this.
It's going to take him a long time before he bursts.
And I've known a lot of couples over the years, maybe all of you folks have too, that you can just feel the misery of like one of them.
One of them, and you can just look and say, you know what? This ain't till death do us part unless somebody kills somebody. They are not going to be
real. I feel bad for my son. I really do feel bad for him because she really is a control freak to another level. And I've seen it so many times. And she only wants to do things with my ex-husband and his wife and nothing with me. So I'm just, like I said, I've walked away. You do what you want to do. I've just walked away because I'm not going to chase you. I'm not chasing you. You go do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you just be there if they need something, but you don't need to, you know.
No, I'm not.
Nothing good will come of it anyway. You can't
Andrea,
win.
Andrea, I have the same situation over a certain little granddaughter that the girl's parents have kind of really, like, hip-checked me to the curb. And the parents.
For the hockey fans out there.
Yeah, they don't care. The parents, they don't care. And I've just sort of stepped back. We remember her on birthdays and Christmas, and, you know, I love her little videos when I get them, but essentially she's more that, and they live close to them, so, you know. So for you, I wanted to say, yes, I think this job could be right up your alley.
The one that's coming up, the next interview.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's this one?
Okay.
What is this
it's
job?
It's for a moving company.
And what would you do?
Some admin type stuff. I don't know exactly, but if I did get it, it'd be better than what I'm doing now.
So you're not grabbing refrigerators, bottom line, right?
No.
That's what
no.
I was going to say. Okay, I got you, because they do a good moving company. Needs plenty of that other administrative logistical stuff. So,
Yeah, and you might enjoy it, as from what I see here. There's a lot of men around this.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know what? A lot of those people that are in that business, because I did it when I worked for a temp agency, a lot of people that are just, even though it's grunt work, the people are just very happy. They can talk while they carry stuff, you know. A lot of times, the average worker is a pretty happy person doing that stuff. They are.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're not, well, then you know what? Quit and get another goddamn job, you know.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
But I have. I mean, I did it. And, oh, man, it was rough. When I was 18, I worked for Manpower.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so I did work for a temp agency.
Yeah. So what do you got?
Yeah. So, is that
I think it's going to be good for
her. So that's all the stuff you see in the cards? All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Awesome.
Your Archangel Michael card, is subject is have no fear. Fear is a trap of the ego. Allow me to use my sword of light to free you from the disquieting feelings holding you back. So you don't seem to have a lot of fear, but you know, there's thousands of things in your life that we obviously don't know about. So
yeah.
So you take everybody gets these messages. Remember, I can't say this message is exactly 100% all about what we just talked about. It's a message for you.
Yeah.
And it might not be about
right.
It might be things you have never told us. So, and that's fine. It's free country, free world, free world. All right.
I'll let you know how the interview goes. Thank you, guys. You're the best. Love you. Bye.
Love you very much. All right. All right. You know what? My keyboard, I think I want to do something bad to it, but I won't say what. All right. Open the floors. Facebook Messenger, audio, video. Deborah Lee now. The portal is open. Please. If you can call in, don't cheat the international folks out of this.
Rachel says you could have been at Chippendale.
You know, there was a did you ever see that? They did a big expose on that.
There was
a lot of mafia hitting. There was a lot of stuff when those guys came out. I saw a little highlight of it one time. You wouldn't believe that there would be a backstory that would actually be interesting about those guys. There was a lot of new stuff, money and dirty dealing and people commit suicide, all sorts of crap. It's weird. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume. Hey, we have a call. Grab your portal, Deb. Might as well do it. Slap the computer down, grab your portal.
I was hoping it would come over here.
But it didn't. So improvise, adapt, and overcome, damn it.
I don't think I've been in the Marine Corps.
Answer
yet.
It quick before it goes away, and then you can pump up the volume. Laura.
Hi, how are you? You okay?
Oh. Hello, yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Lovely
well,
to see you.
She's good and good and good. That's great.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Thank you.
Well,
thank
that's
you
good.
For
now,
having me.
I know it sounds really stupid, but that's good.
What is
that
good?
That sounds like a Meg Rick with a joke. It's really good that you're doing good. It sounds like we're making some kind of comedy slapstick routine. But I mean that. We're happy that you're doing good. I should just rephrase it.
Well, that's okay, because I'm doing better than good now.
Well, God, here we go. Better than good is great.
Are you in the dark?
Yeah, no, I'm just laying in bed. So
oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
No,
you don't even have – you can do audio. You don't have to do video.
What's
that
on
your
mind, my dear?
Choice completely.
Just two questions. Firstly, I've got a well-being gig this weekend.
Okay, a well-being gig.
And I wanted to know how I'm going to get on. And secondly, just a general about love, that's all.
Just a general. How did things go with Mr. Ireland?
Mr. Ireland went back to Ireland.
Imagine that.
You went back to the land of Ireland. Now, I have a question, because I offend a lot. Because I understand there is Ireland, the country by itself, and then there's like Northern Ireland, part of the UK. How do you refer to people? How do you refer to folks that go back to the Northern Ireland?
It depends what your politics and religion is. So
okay.
If I was to say, I would say, oh, they're going back to the north. So I would be, from the Republic, I would be Catholic. So I'd say I go back to the north. Are you from the north? But, you know, both Catholics and Protestants do say Northern Ireland. But just, you know, for clarity, it was, you know, are you going up north or are you going to the north?
Yeah, but once upon a time, not too many years ago, they got really good at their bomb making.
Yes, they did, Jim. I remember that.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of love between the two, but yeah. A lot of that spilled over here because we all of the immigrants over here.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, a lot of that. They said they did a lot of fundraising over here and sent it back. So,
It is what it is.
You know, it happens now with other terrorist groups, so that shouldn't shock us all, you know?
You know, it really shouldn't. And besides, we love to tell the world how free we are, and we've got all these wonderful freedoms.
What we do, but it's relative.
Yeah.
Nobody can be 100% free because people are assholes and they'll do crimes and do bad things to other people. So you can't be 100% free because we're not responsible enough as humans. All right, go ahead.
Well, I first of all want to address your love situation. Mm-hmm.
Love is in the air.
Yes, I think that there is a new love on the horizon coming very soon. And this man strikes me as His love language is giving. He likes to give people things, make them happy.
Really?
Yeah, he likes to entertain people. So,
oh.
Yeah, so this isn't going to be like a rough Ricky Gervais kind of guy.
Oh,
stains on
I've
his...
never heard of that term, Ricky Gervais and rough together. He does not
come
across as
rough. Have you seen what he wears? He wears old T-shirts and pants that have stains on.
Oh, that
kind
of rough. I thought you meant rough like he's a freaking bear wrestler or something.
No,
and
he can use a haircut.
I didn't know what term you meant. I thought you meant rough like just goes into bars and kills people.
No, but
that's what I thought you meant.
I think if he heard me say this, he would tell me to kindly go F myself.
No, so I got, I mean, he, as far as not dressing like a prim and proper person. All right. So this person you're saying isn't going to be that, right?
Have I met this person?
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems you already have a connection to him. He's a very classy guy. Very, well, you might even want to loosen some of his screws a little bit. He might be just a little too.
So make sure you have a pocket screwdriver handy. International shout out to Kirsty. I believe she's also in the UK. Yes. She'll tell us.
Yes.
Anyway, back to Laura.
And thanks, Caroline. Catherine just told me Ricky Gervais has been very happy with the same woman for a billion years.
I acknowledge it.
You know what, though? He was supposed to be mine. There it goes. There it is. You know.
You like, whatever.
I have eclectic tastes in men, yes. And for Laura...
She chose the word.
I think this could be your kind of man, all right?
Yeah.
And I see for you that the event should be relatively good.
Oh, the well-being event that's this weekend?
Yeah,
good. You've
got
good.
That upcoming thing.
So she should be happy with how it goes?
I think it looks good.
You see happiness. You don't see her being disappointed or anything?
No,
that's
I'm not
what she wants to
disappointment.
Know. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, when we talked about this before, that some people, you might not get a specific thing, but a lot of times all she can tell you if you're going to be happy or not happy with the result, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Legal, medical, my dog's got this issue, should I give it this or say? I don't know, but whatever you decide, looks like you're going to be happy with it, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad that the Irish guy took off because he was working up to... hit you for money.
Oh, I was looking in here for an Irish guy.
No,
okay, I got you talking
guy.
To Laura still. I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot. Yeah, we're doing a Laura reading.
Yeah, so you seem to be miffed, you know, bit angry with him. But remember, he is one of those fly-by-night guys.
So he's doing you a favor.
Actually, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't realize that, this person I really wanted is just poo-pooing me. And then down the road, maybe after your separation, you find a new person, you're like, wow, I'm sure glad that person did that to me. I would have been so unhappy.
That Irish man has a narcissistic tendency, and he comes across as he doesn't care much about anything. So I think you've done your best by letting that one go. The new one is going to be so worth it.
Yeah.
You
Oh.
I'm looking for a new love.
He could be a ginger. And because of the card, he's a king of diamonds. I'm thinking ginger with, and it could be darker, darker red.
Red on the head like a noodle on a poodle. All right.
Okay. But he's got beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Yes. Well, you got to look into them and see what's there. And if all the lights are on but nobody's home.
it's possible you could look in those eyes and see the back of a skull and nothing in between.
Exactly. Okay. Well, your cards look pretty good, and I haven't read them for a while. So, I think they look pretty good. Yeah, so Jimbo, what do you got?
I have... Her Archangel Michael card is, subject is Angels of Healing Are With You. At a time of healing is about to bless your life. accept Archangel Raphael's Emerald Green Light while I enhance your strength. So basically, this has got two of the Archangels, Michael and Raphael, and probably pretty good timing if you're doing a well-being event this weekend. So maybe this is the ticket right here.
Could definitely be.
It could be rolling in to help you out with that.
Remember, as we learned from The Office, which Ricky Gervais helped put together, our version, there's a girl that comes in and sells purses.
Well, that one episode,
and the guy wants to approach her, and he certainly doesn't need a pocketbook, but he says he's getting one for, did he say his mother?
I don't remember.
He made up a story. So this man might approach you and say, well, my mother or my sister, you know, but it could all just be a front to be able to meet you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And I'll be attracted to this guy, you think?
Oh, yes.
Well,
he's hot. He's hot. Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, honey.
Fantastico.
Yes.
All right.
Take care.
Appreciate it, guys.
Now sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite.
Go play.
That's
Bye.
True. It is bedtime over there, depending on when you like
now
to go to bed.
Now let me respond to this. Catherine, Jason, how do you say his name? Momoa.
I don't know who the hell that is.
That's that big dude that was in Game of Thrones, married Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah. And he was Aquaman and all that stuff.
I want to climb that mountain.
I'm not gay or anything, but I like him because he seems like a pretty cool dude and got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he does.
And he's well-spoken. He's not like some kind of village idiot.
The only thing is bodybuilders.
That's not a rule for sure.
You know where I'm going.
But it isn't.
Well, no, it may not be.
Because otherwise those Chippendale dancers probably wouldn't be in business because they were all bodybuilders.
They might have a banana in their pants. You know.
Oh, I think some of those places, remember, I can't speak for other countries. In this country, they don't let the guys in. I wonder if they still do. They might nowadays because of everything. But the male dancers, they would let the women do really things they shouldn't be doing. And then if there was like a female dancer, if the guy even thought about touching her, gone, launched like this. It's like that was a double standard.
They sort of let us touch
her. I'm saying they let the women do pretty much anything they wanted.
Yeah.
But if the guys went up to a female exotic dancer and started getting ready to get touchy-touchy, launch like, if it was a reputable place, launch like the space shuttle. God. Well, of course, space shuttle is out of service. But
also, Catherine, Gerard Butler, oh, yeah.
Now, here's what's funny. What is that word? You tell me, what does that word mean?
What? Oh, yeah.
Eclectic.
Diversified, you know, like.
But the people, I'm not, obviously.
Meaning sort of.
I'm not a person looking to date guys, but it doesn't seem Liam Neeson doesn't seem out of the ordinary. He seems like a pretty cool dude.
He doesn't do anything for me, but
I'm just saying he seems like somebody that I would expect women to want. And she said, obviously Gerard Butler. I'm like, I would think all women would want that guy.
P.S. I love you. He was so good in that.
I just assumed that every woman wanted those two guys, Liam Neeson and Gerard Butler.
Like, probably.
I would think they would. So she thought it was, like, odd that she did. I was like, I don't think that's odd. And the other guy, he said, well, sure. The guy that was the Aquaman guy, not only is he physically hot for you guys, but I've seen interviews and stuff. He's actually got a good personality, good sense of humor. He could do a lot more acting than they give him because, well, he's who he is because of his physique.
He was married to Lisa, what's her name? She was on the Cosby Show as one of the daughters. She also, I think, was married to, was it Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, so she was throwing that out there.
Okay.
You missed it all. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
She's got all that. Yeah, all right. She knows all about that. She was already topping all that up.
All right. Lisa Bonet, thank you.
Yes, she threw that
out
there.
I'll lose sleep over that.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't because you can Google nowadays. But anyway, after the show, you would have went right to it. We shall do it, Deb.
All right.
Let's do it. You can do it, Charlie Brown. Area code 775, Nevada. Is this who we think it is, 775?
Hello.
Hello, Deborah and Jimbo. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Yes,
hey,
hello there, Wendy.
Well, welcome.
Yes, how are you?
Well, I put a lot of work and thought, and I talked to about three attorneys, and I did a lot of research with Renter's Hotline, and I was ready. So I'm pretty good at research, and I located the supervisor of that manager of the previous apartment, and
right.
I called her, and I think she was really shocked that somehow I found her number. And anyway, her name is Cheryl. The previous apartment manager name is Marissa. Anyway, I identified myself, and I mentioned that I had until Marissa had put in a wrongful email demand of money for various reasons, and she stopped me cold, and she said, I'm going to text you my email and put all this in an email. And actually, that was a good idea, because then everything is in black and white. And I said, okay. So I did email it, and I was really great, because I touched base on every charge they were doing. And I also, I found out some legalities, and I said, I put it in the question form, and I said, am I not entitled to itemized receipts for the cost of materials for any repairs? Am I not permitted to have the cost of that? And anyway, I sent that to her, and I reminded her that she was additionally threatening me with collections if I don't pay up by June 15th, which is tomorrow.
Right.
And and I also threw in the pot that I feel like she was in danger of violating some ADA issues, because one of the reasons I moved was because of my safety, et cetera, and I had photographs. So, and I also threw in the pot that she consistently has had a mean attitude. So okay. I was careful what I said. Anyway, I sent that off to her on Sunday, and so I sent the email back on Monday, and I just said, please just give me confirmation that you received this. I finally heard from her yesterday, and she was very brief, and she said, I received your email. I will be responding to you. So I know that I am legally correct in all this, and I'm wondering how this is going to all turn out. So not only is she keeping the $500 security deposit, she wants almost $1,200 in addition to that.
Crazy.
And painting is $750, and I copied a part of the lease that clearly says if you've resided more than 37 months, you owe zero for that.
Right.
So I was pretty good. And I wonder what she's going to say.
All right.
Well, that's a good question, and good. And that's very specific for the cards. And the cards are going down. I was busy doing a lot of typing. We're talking like blast from the past, talking about the. Remember Ricardo Montalban doing the Chrysler Cordoba commercials with the rich Cleveland leather. Remember
that's
that? I had that Cordoba. Remember.
You did.
But it had that red velvet leather. It wasn't like cha-ching with the
Deborah,
velvet.
I should also mention that I forwarded the letter that I had written to my sister. And I basically just said, I'm interested in knowing your opinion. I feel like it was very well written and a lot of research. And she agreed with me. And then she said, oh, by the way, that there was a very, very small fire soon after moving in that impacted one of the cabinets, but she repaired it. And I was totally unaware of that. Anyway, what I noticed was I think maybe that my sister might have, by mistake, copied the manager. Oh, dear God. I'm not sure if she did or not. But we did have renter's insurance, but it was never reported. I didn't know about it until now. So anyway, I don't know if she copied her by accident or not, but bottom line, are we going to owe money? Is she going to think, oh, my God, Wendy's right? What's going to happen?
Well, I've been implementing a new policy where I'm going to look at the cards and decide if the person, like, say, you, is going to be happy with the outcome, because it seems to provide more intuitive information that way. Now, one thing to bear in mind, and I was a rental agent of 60 apartment units way back in the
day.
You're
like a manager, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were expressly told by the owner of the buildings, who did not live in that, in my hometown, he said, we don't return security deposits, and we try to find as many hits as we can.
Yep. Imagine that, penny pinch and ass wipe.
Yeah. And so I am not sure that you're going to be that entirely happy with the outcome. So you're going to have to see how this plays out.
So that part is not clear, but you don't see her right now being super happy.
Right, exactly. And it could just be the waiting, too. But a lot of times it means that, you know.
Disappointment about the outcome as far as the money part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I am fearful to give you too much hope. You know, rather than kind of let's take a wait and see.
Well, I was hoping that at least the 750 would be waived, because in the lease that we all signed, it clearly states that their painting policy and cleaning policy was after 37 months, you owe zero.
So I think that, yes, that's what it is. You'll get that kind of thing because you can back it up with your, you know, document. But I'm hesitating to say that everything will come your way. Okay. Rental business is kind of a shystery field.
Like, yeah, I mean, 90% of the time it is. There's obviously, you get lucky and there's some that are pretty cool, but all right, we got to call it right here. All right, Wendy, we got to move on. We're going to give you your angel card reading, which is from Archangel Michael. Subject is be honest with yourself. All your feelings, even difficult ones, have a message for you.
Oh, look at that.
Accept your truth and let the source take it from there.
Well, thank you. Do you think the apartment manager, was she copied by my sister accidentally, or did that not happen?
I didn't see that in there. To tell you the truth.
Okay. You'll find out if it did happen.
You'll find out. This may end up, you never know. Sometimes you have to take them to small claims court, you know, and file a case. I've taken many a landlord to court in the past.
Yeah, and many of them are used to that, and maybe sometimes they give in when they get a summons, but, you know, it sucks. All right, Wendy, thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting to you shortly.
Real quick, yes, Facebook. I just typed it in, Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee Now, audio or video. And international shout-out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots. The Scots.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm having a day.
How are you?
And I decided I wanted to call. And I know that my hands-free, it's all scratchy and you can't hear everything. So I thought instead of you looking at the inside of my ear as I'm holding the phone up to my face, I would just call audio.
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
Okay.
We already know how beautiful you are.
Thank you.
All right.
So I had quite a day today, and I had what I believe was close to the second panic attack I've ever had in my life this morning.
Okay.
And I had a day where I work for this guy named Sam. I used to do massages for him like 5 or 6 years ago, and then he got back in touch, and he asked if I could do that again, which I did. And then that grew into, and by massage, I mean like he lays on the floor, and I use what almost looks like a belt sander, but it's actually a massage pad. It's
okay.
Called like a magic genie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's that whole deal. So I know it sounds kind of sketchy, but it's really not.
Hmm.
Anyways, and then he has a credit repair business that he does. And so that grew into me helping him with a lot of his paperwork that I can do. And he has given me an awful lot of work. It's all under the table. It's been so gratifying to be able to have the opportunity, and I'm very grateful and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Well, he lost almost everything, and he was near homeless for a time. And since he has been trying to get back on his feet, he actually lives at his office. So I'm trying to paint you a picture here.
Okay.
His office is approximately 10 by 20 feet. So that tells you it's not a large office at all. He has two cats that he has had for between 15 and 20 years, you know, that are his babies.
Mm-hmm.
But he has such a heart of gold, and there are so many strays near this office. And every once in a while, you'll see a bobcat coming. So he has collected many of these strays, and now in this 10 by 20 office, there are more than 10 cats.
Wow.
So imagine
yeah.
the smell by
oh,
itself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
So today, so he had asked me, he's going to be leaving to go to the other side of the state, actually because of me, because like a dipshit stoner, I actually had a ticket to the Duran Duran concert on the other side of the state, and then I got Tori Amos tickets for the same day for a friend of mine and I, and I'm like, oh, shit. So he got all excited when he found out that I was going to go see Duran Duran, and then I just turned around and said, hey, Sam, do you want to go? Your mom lives near there anyway, and he was beside himself. And he said, well, what's going to happen with the cats? And I said, you know, for the five, anyways, he said he wanted to go for 5 days to go see his mom. Plus, it was Father's Day. His dad's deceased, but he was going to go and visit. So there was like a lot. His mother's 87, so he was going to drive there, stay for 5 days, visit his dad's grave, see a concert on me, but somebody would have to come and, you know, feed and clean out the litter boxes of these cats. Okay. And since, so he asked me, and I said, I can do it for 3 of the 5 days. Well, today, he had asked me a couple of days ago if I could come and help him clean, because he knows that I'm an organizational fool. And I had done this before when he only had a couple mm-hmm. cats and it wasn't quite as bad.
Mm-hmm.
I got there and I'm trying to clean, and I was so overwhelmed by the ammonia and the just what you could imagine. And I just burst out and I started crying, and I said, I can't be here. I can't be in here. And I told him last week when I got done doing some
yeah.
office work, I said, you know, it's bad when you come home and the kids say, Mom, you smell like cat pee. And I immediately go jump in my shower and take off my clothes and throw them in the washer, you know. So today I told him I was there for 45 minutes and I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh God!
And
yeah.
I had a bad headache and I'm like, I can't be here. I got it. And I got, and I bolted. I bounced on him, you know, and he saw I was visibly upset. I'm like, I can't be in your office anymore. When I came home, I saw a text saying, I really need your help, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I promised you I would change the litter boxes. I will still come once a day to do that, you know, while you're gone. You go do your thing, but I cannot work inside of your office.
Wow.
So now, of course, I'm yeah. freaking out thinking, God, I just like bite the hand that feeds me, because he was paying me, you know, between 15 and 25 bucks an hour under the table, depending on the job I was doing, you know.
Not so much under the table when you talk about it on the internet anymore. But
well,
all right, anyway, here we are.
You know what? Social Security Administration, come find me. You yeah. know what? So anyway, no, he was.
I don't know if I
drove that
challenge.
So I told him, I said, if, you know, and anyway, so basically that whole long story, I don't have this money anymore, and I'm quite nervous about that. So, in the immortal words of Lisa from area code 520,
yeah.
hey, Deb, what did the cart say?
And actually, she is next on our list.
Oh, look at that.
That
you know
is
what?
The next area code when we go back to Blog Talk.
Couldn't you go to, like, Home Depot or Lowe's somewhere and they'll outfit you with some kind of mask?
She already, the job's over, right?
Oh, well.
Yeah, I have done Okay. In the last 2 weeks, he had gave me 20 hours worth of work,
mm-hmm.
to which I did all of the office work that he will need to have done through October. I completed it all. So the only thing that I would be joining him for is if he said, hey, Kat, I need a massage,
relax.
Which I'm like,
relax.
Yeah, I'm not doing it in your office.
Oh, God, no.
Because, you know, and so he even said, he's like, you know, if you will come back, I'll get rid of like 8 of them. And I'm like,
you'll see it.
The smell is permeated in everything in your office. And that's what, you know, I'm trying to explain to him.
I don't think you can get it to go away.
It's a health hazard. It's an actual health hazard. They would, if they're like the city or government, whatever, county, they would shut it down.
They have a new management at this office building. There are approximately 200 small offices in this establishment. And there are a very small handful of people that know that they think he just has two cats. No, he doesn't. He has like 11 or 12. You know, so.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody I don't think knows the full extent of it except for me.
Okay.
And I'm, of course, not going to say anything, but.
All right, let's.
What would you like me to pose to
you? Let's put this to a question or two.
I would like to know if there will be an opportunity to have this money replaced with something else.
Okay. So she's looking there right now. That money's gone, and she's looking at something else that's going to fill the slot.
Correcto mundo, as Fonzie would say.
Mm-hmm.
Correcto mundo, yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was so popular. It was insane.
Well, and remember, that was in the early days of TV. We didn't have 115 channels to go choose from anyway, so that was the best gig in town at the
up
time.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
That was really old.
Of course, we were from the Detroit area, so we used to say, up your nose with a bottle of Stroh's.
God, you know what?
Back in the day, that was a good beer.
It was a good beer because it was pick which one of the urines you want to drink because you didn't have a lot of choices.
That's right. Like Grain Belt and Am.
Oh, there was a ton of them.
Oh, my God.
I still laugh at people that are drinking Miller High Life. Are you freaking kidding me?
I would.
Why would you do that unless somebody bet you?
Because I don't like all of those curated or
you don't have to drink the fancy beers. There's a lot of non-fancy beers that aren't the champagne of your own. I mean, not your champagne of beers, it says on the can.
Your cards say absolutely you will, and it's recommending that you find inexpensive, like free, avenues for advertising. Like Nextdoor, you know, that website Nextdoor. Or you could put little notes up. Like, do you remember? I don't know if they do anymore, but there used to be these cork boards at grocery stores and stuff. You could tack up a message.
You mean as far as offering your services?
Yeah.
Well, you can go on. There's a million places out there you can put that on.
Yeah, I think you are definitely from
you,
what
you
I
can
see
be,
here.
You can be as a provider. You can join Angie's list if you're a provider, not a customer.
Well, she doesn't want to.
I don't want to be on the up and up, you know?
Uncle Sam
looking
for her, and they turn in those records.
Nah,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
And I really don't want to fill out a 1099 either.
No. You know what, though? Your cards are really showing a real boost financially coming.
You know,
okay.
we had somebody come out here on Angie's list, and we paid them cash.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we'd use Cash App, but I'm just saying. But we don't know what they told.
Oh,
they could have told Angie List. We did it for $50, even though we gave them like 200 and something.
It was 800.
I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah, it was 800.
What service did they provide for you?
They took a giant sunroom that has cathedral ceilings and 5,000 windows, and they totally cleaned and repainted it inside and out. It was full of smoke.
It
had smoke residue all over it.
It was a hot mess.
Okay.
And they completely washed it.
I didn't think it was that much, though.
And then, we paid them $800.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you give me some kind of drugs to do that? I don't remember giving anybody $800 goddamn dollars.
We did, though. And they had to get up there and clean these cathedral windows.
No, I told her it was cathedral ceilings and the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something we could have done, but you literally would have had to have a 15-foot step ladder.
Right.
Well, they had that extension thing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
They also shampooed the carpet and.
Cleaned all of the freaking vertical blinds, which was 1,000 feet of those things. So those
and
are
then,
all windows.
And they painted that whole thing.
And then they painted it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. You're going to definitely, I don't know if you're going to sit out there and sell cupcakes till the cows come home.
That's an option.
Yeah, but maybe you two should. See, here you'd have to get a food handler's license.
In Florida, can you sell the fun cupcakes? Got a little ganja in it? Is that legal?
No, it's medicinal only.
Oh, it's medicinal only yet? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think some places here are starting to get a limited number of licenses going out to places now.
Mm.
Slowly but surely.
Your cards also say it was good for you to get out of that place, that the urine, like Jim was saying, it's a health hazard.
Oh,
yeah.
It's 100%.
You know
how that is.
You know,
yeah, 100%.
The quality of the air.
You know what's funny is we talked about the Chrysler Cordoba thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Deb, when I finally had to junk that car? The car came from Minnesota. So it had been through years and years and years of salt on the roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And brought it down here in Virginia, drove around for a while, and that salt finally reached up and rusted. It ate everything. Anyway, it got to the point where it was like, I'm junking it. I don't even want to drive it out of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cleaning out the trunk. Remember, I popped the trunk open, and a whole bunch of little kitty eyes looked at me.
Oh, there was a litter in there?
A whole litter of kittens looked at me. Oh. But the first smell I caught was that intense, goat shit cat
ear
smell.
In your face.
It just hammered me, and I was like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, these little kitties go up. And I remember I came and told you, I was like, Deb, I don't know what to do. I want to junk this car. Then all of a sudden, because we were up in an apartment on the second outside, we saw Mommy come.
And was she taking
one
them
by
away?
One? She relocated them. I was like, oh, problem solved. I don't have to worry about it. She relocated her little kittens. Yep.
Okay.
Well, I want you to know that you have a very bright future, lots of opportunity and potential definitely coming for you. I feel that there's going to be a joint effort between you and a friend, maybe two others. That eventually, and there's a great friendship here that will lead into a business venture. And it's going to be great.
Business.
Go do your business. Yeah.
And it could be worldwide, and I could go into business with Suzanne and Rachel, and it could be like,
yeah,
taking it from the UK down to Australia. No,
yeah.
You could look into how to make that your enterprise of shipping these things. They ship cakes and things all the time. So, but you're going to really get started on something wonderful. There's a man coming for you.
Is he a mighty good man?
He's a mighty
good man. What a man. What a mighty good man.
He's under sure to come
really
true. So I have no doubt in my mind he's coming for you. Coming.
Is he breathing hard?
He is breathing hard.
Okay.
And he is so full of love. And he's going to want to. This is a man that's going to bankroll a business idea for you.
That would be the perfect scenario.
And it's
that would be the perfect scenario.
Well, absolutely. Oh no, I mean, I would, if I was you, I'd be like, yes.
Well, you're fine.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Double bonus. I love it.
You are coming into a time of happiness for yourself, which I know has been very difficult.
Oh,
over,
interesting.
You know, years. Was that a good one?
You'll see it.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, yes, that's what I see.
Thank you.
I feel that you may have a grandchild.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I already have two unofficially.
Okay.
Maybe you'll have a third unofficially or officially.
I called her my unofficial adopted daughter. Her mom and I were best friends, and her mom died in 99.
Oh.
And so I kind of stepped in to be, you know, the one friend that she kept in touch with. So that's what I call them. Her kids are my pseudo-grandkids, and they call me Grandma Catherine.
Oh,
it's
how
adorable.
Cute.
So
that is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
If this is her, she's going to have a little boy coming
she
out.
She's been nagging her husband. It's like, come on, let's go. I want number three. And he's like, you did what? You had your IUD taken out? When? She goes, never mind. Come on, let's go.
Well, then she should just take it.
Yeah, take it.
Take
well,
what?
So that's, I'm expecting.
His swimmers.
You
just
know,
take his swimmers.
So he doesn't get a say?
Mm-mm.
Forgot about that. Guy doesn't get a say. My bad.
Yeah, that could very well be it.
Yeah.
He wants one and he's deciding, all right, let's see.
Oh, they're going to have another. Yeah, it'll be really nice. He's a good little boy. He'll be a great
and
man.
Yes,
all right.
She knows. All right. Actually, you're going to want to respect it because your Archangel Michael card's subject is someone new is coming.
Mm.
An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and your heart so that happiness can enter your life.
They are open.
I love
They're
it.
Open.
Roger that.
Okay. And on top, you know, next is Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, I can't. All right.
She
has the party.
Bye.
All right, and we shall do so now.
All right.
We already gave the intro, Lisa, so.
Oh, you didn't do your shout-outs, did you?
Oh, Virgil and Cho, international shout-outs. Cho says he's driving to France.
Wow, tonight.
Rock on. Isn't there like a big bridge you got to drive through? But anyway, go ahead. Lisa, you have the floor. I'll talk to them on the chat.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
We're good.
Okay, it's good to talk to you. Good to hear you all.
Well, thank you.
It's getting better and better over here. This morning I was called my sweetness. That's how I was told. And we are having dinner. We're having this morning together and on and on and on and on and on and on. I don't know what else to tell you. We're going on a trip, a journey.
Yeah.
And so, what do you see, Dad?
What's in the cards? All right.
What's in the cards? If
no,
he ever calls
you know
his precious, be afraid.
Go ahead.
Hey, Deb! Deb!
Jimbo, go ahead and weigh in, Jimbo. Go ahead. I don't want to take your 15 minutes.
I got nothing. Go for it, you guys. I get to not. No, I actually get to sleep in a little bit tomorrow, so I'm happy there.
Okay.
Okay.
You left me on a cliffhanger yesterday. You said he doesn't see it the way I see it. Can you tell me if something's coming up with that in the cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's a good question. Let's see the cards go down because that is something that I would ask the cards to. Because
mm-hmm.
that is like, there's you can, and everybody else would be speculating. You would want the cards to see that. Right?
Right.
Right. You're bloody well, right?
Good saying that.
Super Tramp. You're
that
bloody well,
so
right?
But unusual.
I love Super Tramp.
Yeah. Bloody well, right.
Yeah, you're right. You're bloody well, right.
I don't know why.
Well, right.
Bloody well, right.
That was a great tune. Yeah, I love Super Tramp.
Oh, things are looking terrific.
Oh, look at that. No bad stuff.
No, well, no, not at all.
Well, not, and not like that bad. Life is, you're in a relationship. They're not all going to be unicorns all the time.
No, they're not.
For nobody.
I think it's coming up, though, but you're going to handle it very well. And this is a friend that's going to be hitting the road because you're not going to want to deal with their...
Whose friend? Her friend?
Well, it's... Yeah.
Her mutual?
This one that's going to approach her and give her...
So it's more kind of his mainly, right?
They're going to talk about him.
Oh, I don't know. You're right. We don't know about that.
And
I don't.
You're going to want to say to him, why don't you just, you know, get out of my way. I'm not going to listen to this. And I feel that will just blow it right over.
Okay.
Wow, how funny. You know, I met a girlfriend for tea today, and we were having a long discussion, and at the end she asked me how he and I were doing. And then another friend of mine made plans with me, a girlfriend, you know, on Saturday. Well, he does ask me, my neighbor, if I say something, he'll say, who'd you send it to? Or who is it, you know, and who are you with? And that kind of thing. He does do that kind of thing with me.
How often?
It's been coming up, you know, like in our interactions, it might come up once or twice or three times, but it's not like I feel backed into a wall, and I wouldn't put up with that crap if it develops into anything bad.
Anyone put up with a lot of shit, but okay.
Well, I want to tell you that, where did I see it? Come on.
I don't know. They're your cards, Deb, not mine.
I still want you to know you and him are going to do a business venture. And it's going to be extremely profitable.
Business?
Business. I'm going to say, like, for instance, what if the two of you were going to flip houses? You're going to make a fortune. If that's, see it just as an illustration.
An example. Don't freak out.
Yeah.
But he threw an example out. A lot of times we throw examples out and then we get wrapped up like it's part of the cards. You got to give examples so people understand what you're trying to say,
well,
right?
You know, I love the business. I mean, I would trust him. Everything that I've seen and everything we've done together so far, I mean, I really love it. And I see his expertise, and I talk to his friends that are 30 years. And I like everything I see. But do you see the relationship developing any further?
Yeah. Well, you're moving closer, the two of you, to gratifying that attraction that exists between the two of you.
I don't think it'll ever happen myself.
Well, it's right here. Home, they'll be at home. This is the card of passion and sex and, you know, hotness.
Sure. It's in the cards, but I feel like when I play the lottery, I don't want it to happen.
Hey,
but it ain't
Jimbo, Jim, we both, Dad sees it and I feel it. The porn card is there. Describe
the
porn card.
Maybe,
porn
but she didn't,
card.
She didn't tell you
not,
when.
Not the porn
when.
Hole.
You guys could
porn.
Be you guys could be having bedroom Olympics, and you're so goddamn old that your teeth fall out, and you got to go to find them.
And I will
you
be.
You might be trying to gum each other, and you might all wrinkle.
And they
me.
Will have created a walker with a phone in it.
You might be, but
yeah,
you might be all wrinkled.
They will create
be like
a walker.
It could be like two albino raisins having sex. You're going to be so damn old. We don't know.
Hey, why not?
Hey, if you're that patient, you
you're
going to
get old anyway. Why not have a little fun?
Well, right. Why not?
Yeah. Why? Hey, if you're not in a rush, then we can't make you be in a rush.
No.
Just call me Miss Habersham. No more Lisa. No more Lisa. You call me Miss Habersham to you.
God damn, I want to watch that movie again. That was a really good scene.
There is one thing to show you or to tell you, really.
Oh, here we got.
Yeah, your grandson that came and spent that time with you. I don't know knowing this, but he wants to come and live with you.
I know he does.
Yeah, and the thing is. He does. This is one thing when I was managing and running a home daycare business. You have to not make it that good that they don't want, you know, they have to go home to whatever they go home to.
That's a relative, though.
But he really wants to come and live with her. And
I know he does. And you know why? You know why this go around? Because it was the three of us. We were the three musketeers.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. So,
but what is he going back home to?
Well, his mother has.
Well, it ain't like it is here.
No.
Okay. Well, you guys obviously have some kind of secret wink, wink code thing, and I'm not going to get into that. You guys know what you're talking about. I'm not privy, and I'm okay with not being privy.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'll answer. Step right up and ask me a question.
No.
I'll answer it. You know what? And I have to go up there and get him again. I have to drive up. That's the deal. I'm supposed to wait, and then he's coming back down. So it is what it is.
Well, I'm glad he has you both as excellent role models for him.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
know
how excellent we are.
Well, you
asked us the cuss jar. It's a
you guys are pretty
expert. And we both try. We both try. But he comes out very businesslike from his bedroom, and he gets into my money bag, and then he pulls out the money that I owe him and puts it into the jar. He's very rich off of that. I don't know how role model is.
You know what? Actually, that is like the worst thing you guys do. And if it's cussing, that's why you guys are pretty good role models. You're not doing anything really. Yeah, you guys.
When I'm on the phone with my brother, I completely forget and I let it rip. And I said, "Those motherfuckers, they were fucking with my head."
And my grandson
comes over like a big businessman, very concentrated, pulls out the money from the bag, goes back into his room.
I think that's adorable. I really do.
And it's a different world we live in. You know what? Hey, I remember. I remember in kindergarten, I got in trouble for dropping an F-bomb.
You do?
And
I was in late 60s even.
I told the neighbor before when he came, I said, "We're not going to cuss. We're not going to talk to each other like we normally do. We're going to have a safe word if we think it's getting out of hand."
Yeah, we were pretty good. Yeah, you know, it is. If that's the worst thing you do, yeah, your guys are good role models.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Get an angel card. And I think this is advice for every single human on earth. But Archangel Michael says, be the real you.
Mm-hmm.
Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
Love it. Love it.
Especially if you really think you're going down the path of being a forever with somebody, you got to be who you are. Don't do like a lot of people where they get married and they're like, "Oh, here's my true self."
Everybody sees the true self as me. My girlfriend, the neighbor, my grandson. I am the true self. This is me. This is what a person is.
Yeah. Even if you know, because if we're all honest with ourselves and not narcissists, we all know that we have a lot of bad traits. The other person has to be able to live with them and accept them. That's fucked up. That's like a youth car.
People around me when I'm not around.
Well, it's almost like that resume thing, you know, when you're meeting somebody, if you find out who their friends are, it'd be great.
Yeah. Well, the way we're living, there's no hiding anything.
And, you know, that's true. You guys live next to each other, and that's a good thing. Nobody should have to hide anything.
Hell no, it doesn't work.
It won't work.
It'll
work temporarily, but it's going to fail eventually.
Well, that's the thing. When you start dating, everybody's on their best behavior.
And everybody should know that too, right?
As the dates go on, you're wearing your best underwear, right?
And the other person should not be naive. And they should.
Who wears underwear? Excuse me? I'm sorry.
You don't wear underwear?
She's goofing.
Oh, I'm not going to go into that.
Okay.
We're talking especially when you're a lot younger and you go on first dates, typically you don't go commando.
Right. And you wear nice lingerie.
Just in case lingerie, right?
And you know what? What show was it where the lady said, if your bra and your panties match, you have expectations?
And the most hilarious thing ever, like a guy would really care. Like a guy would be like, "Oh my God, here we are. We're in the heat of the moment. Oh, I'm done. I'm not having sex with you because your bra's red and your panties are blue. Not going to do it.
You're out of the game.
Nope. I'm not. No, I was getting ready to have bedroom looks with you, but I'm done now because red and blue, you can't put red and blue together in underwear.
But as that relationship wears on, you know, and especially when it gets to marriage, all of a sudden you tend to look at that lump
love
on the couch and
marriage,
say, "Who is that and why
marriage.
Is he here?" You know, because it's not the same person that was lying.
Oh, okay.
Because
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well,
hey, there's a song like that.
What?
No, we were listening
Uncle
to
Albert?
Song this morning.
I'm sorry, Uncle
no,
Albert.
You know what it is? It's that song about I left the cake out in the rain.
Oh, MacArthur Park.
I'll never have the recipe again.
What? MacArthur Park.
We were listening to that this morning.
It was saying by, oh, I almost said his name. Oh, my God, what's his name?
Richard
Harris.
Heard of MacArthur Park.
Richard Harris.
And he's talking about how it's melting in the rain.
Obviously
yes.
Not Richard Harris,
yes.
The actor, guys.
And I'm never going to have
yes.
That case
yes.
Again.
Yes.
It's not Richard Harris, the guy that did all the acting, right?
Yes,
I think
that's
right.
That guy sang the goddamn song,
yes.
Richard Harris.
Yeah.
He probably shouldn't have, because he's a good actor, but I can't imagine him singing the song.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
You know what? Why the hell would you put a cake out in the rain?
And lose the recipe, and you can never make it again.
The whole song is whack.
You know what? I loved a lot of Richard Harris movies, watched a lot of them in the 70s.
Was he like a king? He played King Arthur.
He played a million things.
He played everything.
He was great,
didn't
great.
Didn't he play, and he was a horse, something with savages in a remote village from a long time ago, years ago. And yeah, I think there was, yeah, he's played everything.
I think he was the original Harry Potter Dumbledore actor, and he died, so they had to get a new one.
Really?
On the series of movies.
Hmm.
You know, if you ever watched the Harry Potter movies, there was like the head of the school they went to, and I think it was Dumbledore or whatnot. I think it was Richard Harris. He was very old, and I think he died after the first movie.
Well,
but anyway,
we'll
let that go.
Okay.
Anyway, we got to rock, we got to roll, and we got to let Lisa go.
Oh,
ooh, look
right.
At that! I'm a poet, and I don't even know it.
Jimbo,
right, we're up in that dog.
He's a Cupid with brogans, and so Deb is a soft and gentle Cupid. Thank you, Deb, soft and gentle. And Jimbo is the brogan wearing Cupid.
You know what I mean?
You know what? It does. She has the not physically, but her emotionally, she's feeling pretty satisfied.
Catherine said,
"That's all that matters."
Dumbledore was Ian McKellen. Ian.
Not your first one. Yeah, the one that did all the rest, the very first one in the first movie was Richard Harris. And he died, and then it was Ian McKellen, like she said. Yeah, all the rest of them. But anyway.
Okay.
Goodbye, Lisa.
Goodbye.
And I gotta go.
Yeah, all right, get ready.
And I wouldn't bet, like, my life savings about the Richard Harris being the first one. The first one was a different actor than the rest of them, because that guy died. I thought it was
he
Richard
was
Harris.
In Camelot, I think.
It was in
long
a thousand, he was in a thousand things.
Yeah.
Well, I think she said, it was Richard Harris. That's why I remember, it's like, oh, my God, he was cool. I feel bad because he did a good job, but the guy that replaced him when he died did a lot better job.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
That Ian guy.
Yeah, he was better for that part than Richard Harris. But I don't want to piss on that guy's grave. Because like Richard Harris did a lot of good things. I don't want to feel about that. All right. Well, Deb?
I'm ready. Let's go.
To our blog talker. Sorry, folks, I've been holding forever. All good things must come to an end. We went over 60 minutes. We always try to. Alternate Wednesdays, yeah, they are what they are.
Yes, they are.
They are what they are. What's up, goodbye?
Yes, we do have to go. I have to call the airline. I have a messed up airline ticket. You know, oh, I was going to tell you. Okay, we'll say goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Blog Talkers. We will see you Friday.